What's up, everybody? This is the Wrestleholics Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendrix.
Manny T.
Hey.
Let's go.
I could put the, hold on, let me see if I got it on here. No, those are the gunshots. So I have to edit that out. Yep, that didn't work.
That's not this podcast.
This is unprofessional right there. That was sorry. I am off a very great WrestleMania weekend, so my bad. I mean,
the gunshots go along with fitting that you want the old LWO back, so. And fitting that I'm, you know, dressed to the nines, so, looking like Dirty Dom.
Yeah.
This is another reason I got to say sorry for not having the videos up yet, because, yeah, Manny's dressed once again. And I'm trying to just, like, not say anything that made me sound racist, so I'm just going to shut up.
Hold on. Orale.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, let him do it.
Yeah.
Arriba la raza.
This is wild. Dedrick is dressed normal. Let me tell y'all that right now. He just got his regular mommy shirt.
Yep. She's my mommy.
Y'all know me. I refuse to go to WWE merch for some reason. I just came here with regular clothes.
We got to get him some merch. At least a Cody Rhodes shirt or something.
Yeah. I mean,
I might just get a Cody Rhodes tag.
I might buy it for you.
Get him a Kingdom shirt.
I'm going to get the Kingdom tag.
Yeah, okay.
No, nah, please. I love y'all.
I'll pay half.
I'm nude. Y'all ain't going to get that one.
I'm saying, don't make us put up a GoFundMe or something.
Right, because we could have that real big right on your back.
Get that retweet from Downstate real quick.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, if you post it, Cody will share it.
Yep.
They'll love it, but I can't do it, man.
Cody might even pay for it.
I need my money back after this tax. That's a peer pressure. That's what it is.
We're trying.
Hey, trying.
But, man, I don't even know where to start. I know we got our subjects tonight, but it's like, damn, I don't know where to start about this whole WrestleMania weekend, man.
I cried.
You cried like legit crying?
Like welled up and it started rolling down. Yeah. Oh yeah. It was it was definitely emotional. Mm-hmm. Especially night two, the main event.
Mm-hmm.
I've been following Cody since Dashing.
Yeah.
You know, since he came in Legacy.
Yeah.
Even his indies, NWJ, or what is it? NJPW. Yeah. Uh-huh. New Japan, Ring of Honor. Mm-hmm. When he started AEW, I watched the first one, you know, and then I was avidly watching WrestleMania knowing, Cody's coming back. That's Seth's surprise opponent. Like, in my heart, I knew. I was like, he's coming back, and then he shows up, you know. It was definitely emotional. And then the storyline they built with it was just wild.
Man.
Did you cry, Drew?
Yeah. No, definitely. You see how normal
grown ass man crying.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna take the high road. No, put his pride. Like, no, I ain't crying.
And I know people are like, oh, he cried over the wrestling. No, it's more personal because y'all know last episode we had Downstate here, mm-hmm. and everybody know those like my good friends. Just so I was more happy. I mean, well, let me say the first I was pissed. I didn't get to be there with them for this, but just for them to get to see that moment of. Cody Rhodes winning it all, seeing the story end, because I mean, honestly, let's say we've known Cody Rhodes since like most of our adulthood. Like we've seen him build himself.
Oh yeah.
From the beginning, from like you said, Dashing Cody to
Stardust.
Man. Oof. So to see him, we never knew a couple years ago what this risk was going to be with him just leaving. We didn't know if it was going to be a regular indie, but to know like my friends were like part of that at the beginning. And then to see where that song has gone from then to now, yo, that's like the dopest shit I can see. Is like, man, I'm extremely proud. So, like I said, when the music is going off, I'm like, oh, man, them words really do hit a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Especially when he holds up that title.
Oh, man, that
was crazy.
Goosebumps.
Definitely, because it's just like you said, just looking at it, it's like, yo, we really watched someone change the story, mm-hmm. built his dream. Like, listen, man, I am good. Let me prove it. It took, what, almost six years? I may be completely wrong. But, bro, like, it was times, even when he came back to WWE, didn't nobody think he was going to actually win it still. I mean, I was hoping.
The conspiracy theories that, you know, Triple H was just going to put him up so much, and then knock him back down. Because, I mean, the proverbial throne was destroyed by Cody Rhodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literally. Took it with his own weapon of choice, the sledgehammer.
Yeah,
I was nervous.
Everyone knew what that symbolized.
Like even before WrestleMania Sunday, I was still nervous. He's like, man, all right, man, this got to be Cody moment. This got to be Cody moment. I was like, yo, what, Dodie, what if they trying to say, hey, we ain't scared to screw y'all over on WrestleMania 40?
Right. Right. We skip did it y'all. Once.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, man, if I hear 1, 2, 3 Roman, I'm just like, well, okay, what's the...
And still.
Yeah. Oh, man, I don't even know we would have got that Samantha crying.
Oh, she, that got me too, just hearing her voice crack like
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's when you know everybody was very, like, invested into this story.
Yep.
Manny has said something before we started recording. You were just saying how, like, the storyline, that's what gets you.
Oh, yeah. So at work... I have a wife who loves to post, you know, sentimental moments online. And she had posted that, you know, she was up with me watching that match. And she had gotten to see me, the emotions come out and me tear up and tears start falling down my face. Mm-hmm. Well, at work, the guys, you know, kind of pick fun. Yeah, I work in a steel mill, so bunch of grizzled blue-collar guys. And, you know, they're electricians crying over WWE. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, you know it's fake, right? We get the age-old question. You know it's fake, right?
Right.
Look, it's not about the wrestling. It's mm-hmm. theatrics and everything. Yeah, mm-hmm. I get that. But it's the storylines that they build.
Yeah.
I mean, we've gotten this bloodline Cody Rhodes storyline for 2 years.
Yep.
2 years.
It's been the best feud in the company for 2 years straight.
I mean, take out Cody Rhodes, and you still have the best storyline in the last 2 years with the bloodline.
I mean, Bloodline goes 4 years.
Yeah, four years with the whole Hell in a Cell with Jay and Roman.
Yeah.
And then you inject Cody Rhodes into it and finishing the story and him talking about Roman being his dad's favorite. Cody wasn't even his dad's favorite. It was Roman.
What, you got something to say, Dedrick?
No, I was just, I mean, you know, I'm going to side with the Steel Mill family. Y'all soft. Y'all crying. I'm just playing.
This guy
here. Yeah, I was in the minority. I didn't cry. When The Rock and Roman won night one, I knew that Cody wasn't. That told you everything. There's no way that they win that match and also win night two.
Okay.
People would have been like, bruh.
That's like, what I kept saying. I was like, yo, watching. What if Triple H just played? Man, I don't give a damn.
Nah.
I just want to keep my guard up just in case. That's why I was like, all right.
What if he did decide to do that? Like, where does he go from there? Like, because where do you even go? Like, Roman done beat everybody. Like, who's even gonna get a shot at him?
MJF better be coming from the intro.
Right. Like, at that point, like, who's gonna beat him?
Or even like we were just talking before we went on air. Tama Tonga's in Detroit tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, is that who would have, you know, or Jacob Fatu? Like I said a few weeks ago, that civil war that everyone wants.
Yeah.
Or at least I want. I know I want it. Oh, yeah. I want to see Zilla, Jacob, and Jay go against Roman, Jimmy, and Solo.
Hmm. I wanted Solo since we started this podcast.
We know
37?
That.
I want a Solo. But, I mean, just to recap, too, like, I didn't cry, but it definitely felt... I was kind of in Drew's boat, where a little bit less about Cody Rhodes' story, to be quite honest, just because... We've been beat to death with that story pretty much since it came back.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm with Drew. Definitely downstate getting their shine. Like, it's done blown up even more, which it already has. Mm-hmm. But they, like, hit number one on the charts.
Yep.
Number one in the U.S.
Climbing in the United States. And, like, climbing in other charts as well, like, even overseas. You know, those are people we went to high school with, just had on the pod. So, like, I'm with Drew. That was pretty much the first thought for me.
It was one thing with that, too. I look at it as an achievement for us. I was like, hey, yo, we actually interviewed a group that has a number one song. Let's definitely just salute to that. That's a big achievement to me, even being 6 years of podcasting. That's probably my favorite episode.
Oh, yeah. And let's just acknowledge him real quick. I acknowledge Downstate. Number one, that's an achievement in its own.
Mm-hmm. And talking about acknowledging, we didn't even get to this one. Roman Reigns, let's just acknowledge the streak. I know some people hate it, some people love it. Me, I was one of the people that actually loved it. Mm-hmm. I mean, call it how you see it. He put the company on his back.
He did.
It was a big achievement, especially I think this was right around after the time he got back from just dealing with his
leukemia.
Just dealing with that. It was like, bro, you really put the company on your back with no break. I mean, yeah, he had his break, but it was just like, no, you were here. You were still present in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You still did your storylines. Like, we were still invested on seeing you every week.
Yeah, this man went all gas, no breaks for 4 years and battled leukemia and still doing oral suppressants for it.
And also, like, let's just also give a shout out to the other guys, Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, Solo,
the wise man,
Sami Zayn. Oh, yeah,
can't forget Sami.
Yeah, this, like, listen, we've been invested for a couple years. Like, let's be honest, back in the Attitude Era, I don't know what storyline would have had us going, like, this long.
The storyline that I can, like, just off the top of my head that I can think of that can come somewhat close to it was the corporation.
Yep.
And yeah, the corporate ministry.
Yep.
That, in a way.
It's still almost miles apart from.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to do the, you know, the recency bias. So we're gonna go with the bloodline. But I think if we were, you know, switch our age, say we were, you know, 30 plus at that time, I'm pretty sure that hit for generation too.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, you gotta acknowledge Roman, man. Like, absolutely. You know, he may not have had the most title defenses. He may not have been on TV every Friday night. He might not, but he didn't have to be. He was, I mean, it made his appearances that much more important when he was there. And that's star shit, bro. He's at that level. Like he says himself, Gamo, bro. Like, he is to the point now where anytime he makes an appearance, that's when tickets sell out. Roman Reigns going to be here. All right, bet. Tickets gone. It's that simple. Oh, and, yeah, like, elevated. And just think how much he elevated not only the title, but the company in general in the pandemic. Right?
The video that we're watching right now, it's Roman Reigns in the pandemic against Jey Uso.
Yeah.
And he still was able to put on A-plus matches. And that's what, I mean, even going as we get further into his run, yes, he didn't, like you said, Dedrick, he didn't put on a lot of matches, but mm-hmm. every match he did put on did not miss. Mm-hmm. It had everyone on the edge of their seat. Oh, what's going to happen next? And he could tell a story just with his facial expressions during that match.
This is the Hall of Fame character right here.
For sure.
I mean, I'm not trying to down the characters he had over the years, but this is the one where you like, no, this, you got to put this character in there first if you want to. I mean, yeah, we get the Shield and all that, but this one right here, this was the one.
Yeah.
Definitely shout out to Roman Reigns, man. This, definitely appreciate it. He probably gets shit all the time, but we definitely appreciate this Reign. And shit, you put the company on your back.
Yep. It was 1,300 days.
1,319.
Yeah, I think. So this was another reason why I was like, man, Roman win. I was like, oh, they trying to get rid of Hulk Hogan record. I was like, yeah, let's go. But, I mean, I was happy he did. They gave him the record for most main events for those two nights.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, thank God, because I still don't think Hulk Hogan deserved a lot of these accolades, but whatever.
Like, I mean, he was.
You got through the company with a leg drop.
Roman Reigns of his age.
Mm-hmm.
Now we see. Shit,
don't say that. I do like how WWE kind of gave them a little bit of a private moment between him and Paul Heyman when they got
at the top of the ramp.
Yeah, so I definitely appreciate how they did that. It was like, no, y'all didn't have the cameras on. That was like a real moment between them because it's like, oh, man, this is over. And it was like, hey, man, we really did something right here. And nobody will never top this again.
It was almost like, you know, when he embraced Paul, it was almost like that, you know, you can rest now.
Yeah.
You can rest. You can go, you know, take your time.
Well, Roman ain't resting because I know.
That treadmill?
Yeah, you see, look, it's day one we mourn. Now it's time to get back to work.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see where it goes now, man, for both of them.
I'm on vacation.
Like, I mean, I think we're going to see. I think we all can agree this might be the beginning of the end of the bloodline.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see where it goes, who all's going to be involved, because Rikishi was tweeting too. And said he tweeted on Monday, said he sees something he don't like with The Rock. So, I mean, this is only beginning, man. I'm excited.
So are we going to get like the, oh, man, I can't even put words to what.
It's going
to
be crazy. So
Rikishi's tweeting.
Yep.
The Rock's getting out of control. I feel like I've seen this story somewhere,
mm-hmm.
like in a movie or something. And I've said it once, I've said it twice, and I'll keep saying it. If WWE makes another, you know, whatever kind of movie, mm-hmm. it should be titled The Bloodline.
Yep. It should.
Yeah.
And it should have these characters in it because, like I said, whether it's supporting actor, main role, Jey Uso needs to get an Oscar, an Academy Award or something. Because that man's feeling, you could feel everything.
Didn't one of y'all, when we were doing the WrestleMania predictions, didn't one of y'all say Jey Uso was going to be a big winner? Like when we said who's going to, I think Manny asked, you said Jey Uso.
Yeah.
So we got to, I know we'll get to that, but shout out to Manny on that.
Yeah.
It was an emotional weekend, to say the least. I mean, you had NXT who
Y'all gonna be pissed off at me.
You didn't even watch it.
Oh my
God. I watched Trick and Bello. I did not have time. Oh, look, I worked third. That came on at 11. I wasn't getting up. I woke up in time for that match, though.
I made sure that was the match I did not get to yet.
Oh, you haven't seen that one yet.
I haven't seen that one.
Hey, interesting.
Oh, here we go.
Tables
at least
have
I caught one out of six.
How the tables have turned. Okay, Manny.
No.
Dang. I didn't watch Tuesday, though. My boys Axiom and Nathan Frazier were able to get demolished by AOP.
Okay, NXT after Brock WrestleMania. Rick's
last match in NXT, too.
Yep.
They finally announced it, so no more. NXT loses another one. That's the one thing, man. I love NXT, and that's my favorite show, but that's the hardest part. It's like the hardest part, but it's the best part because you watch these superstars grow, and you watch them take that next step. It's like minor leagues, kind of, and like MLB or some, or NBA, G League to NBA or something AAA. Like that. It's like, man, it's huge, but NXT Stand and Deliver was huge. It kicked off the weekend, and I think raised the bar and made WrestleMania even bigger because NXT Stand and Deliver was fire. Honestly, like the whole. Now Trick and Mello wasn't the best match. I will say that.
I'm not going there because I'm not. I'm sorry, everybody. I didn't watch Stand and Deliver.
I will say that. But the best match from NXT Stand and Deliver before we get to WrestleMania was a triple threat for the North American title.
Yes,
that was crazy, banger. If y'all ain't seen it yet, go watch it.
Titans.
I'm not big with like giant wrestlers. That's just not my style. I don't like it.
Ironically.
But like those three dudes, they're all athletic and all are exciting. Like they all do different moves. They're not just the typical big boot.
Right.
Or choke slam or clothesline. Yeah.
Or power slam.
Yeah. They do legit moves. Now I know Obafemi's special is the power bomb, but like he does other stuff too on top of that.
And Josh Briggs is nimble for as big as he is.
Like I Drew, if you watch one match other than Trick Mello, that's the one.
Yeah.
If you watch one.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry.
But night one, obviously we all can agree, was better than last year's.
Way better.
Like, my goodness.
Start of it was way better, right?
Although you can't start the way it did and expect every match to keep up though. And it happened as we expected
because
we even talked about it. Mm-hmm. You know, if they start with a match like that, how hard is it going to be to keep up? Mm-hmm. And it did kind of falter a little bit, but it's still, you know, head and shoulders above last year.
100%.
Even JD falling off the ladder and telling him, just lift it, just lift it. Like, bro, if you're gonna coach, you got to do it quietly.
Now, I've never been like the biggest JD supporter on this podcast. I love that, how he fell off the ladder. I was like, yo, you nailed that, bro. I'm not even, like, that was a great fall, because I'm like, bro.
And he broke both tables.
Yeah, that's what I was like. He almost broke his head, too. And I was like, yo, that you took a nice bump on that one.
I didn't get a whole lot right for my WrestleMania picks, but that is one I nailed. That tag match, I absolutely
separate. I got emotional with that one, too.
Really?
Our truth.
Okay, yes, okay, okay.
Yes, sir.
The other one, we already talked about it in the group chat.
Yeah, I told
you. I don't want to touch on it. I don't want to go there. We're just going to leave that in the dark because I don't want to watch that part of SmackDown tonight.
You really don't like Grayson Waller, Austin Theory that much?
No. I feel about them the way Drew feels about LWO.
But like, let's be for real, man. They always happy.
Yeah.
To me,
that's different.
So is Grayson in Theory.
I like Grayson in Theory.
The LWO is not supposed to be happy,
but
man.
But Theory acts like he's this hard dude from Atlanta.
I like it.
But he's always giggling.
I like it. I like them, too, right. Honestly.
Look.
All right, man. So let's get to these categories, man. Like, I'll see where this is going. So we're doing the best of night one and night two. So let's just get this started off. Like, what was your biggest OMG moment of WrestleMania night one?
For night one, OMG moment. I mean, R-Truth.
Oh, yeah.
R-Truth was that one for me because, like I said, when I heard them announce, he was like, yo, this is his first WrestleMania win. I'm just kind of looking back. I'm like,
yeah,
man, he has just been put in random matches over the years. It was never like he got his singles match or anything like that. So I was just like, yo, I'm really proud for him because you could see the emotion on him, too.
I think you could see the because we never see R-Truth break character whenever there's a camera around him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Never.
And when he was at the top of that ladder with that belt, you seen his character break. Mm-hmm. And it was genuine. And yeah, that was my, oh my God, biggest OMG moment for night one.
Dedrick?
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be R-Truth.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's obviously I would either go that for OMG moment or.
Mind you, it's still night one.
JD going through the table.
No, I mean, it's our truth, but I would say a close second was Sami Zayn beating Gunther. Like, that moment was kind of big, too. I honestly wasn't expecting it. I was one that did not believe Sami Zayn was winning that match.
You picked him, though.
No, I picked Gunther.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I thought one of us.
No. Big Drew.
Big Drew.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed that one. So shout out to Drew again. Yeah, I think Drew won the picks.
Yeah, let's get it. Where my clothes at? Second,
yeah. Yeah, you were clearly second in the picks. Like I might have nailed a couple things, but like I completely whiffed on most of my predictions. But for night one, my OMG moment was definitely R-Truth winning the belt. So
who gonna start with night two?
Mine was Damian Priest. Oh, you jackass. I'm just saying it. That was my biggest. It was, look, I went back and forth, like we were talking about. So I had three. It was Damian Priest winning the title. Mm-hmm. It was not even him showing up. It was the fact that they could trigger the crowd and get a pop just by the dong of the bell. Mm-hmm. That was all they needed. And then my other one was Cody winning. But it was Damian Priest cashing in.
So with today's podcast, I also got to make sure that I'm not all biased towards anything Cody Rhodes or Downstate.
Did a disclaimer.
I had to figure, I was like, man, watch, they probably think I'm about to come into this podcast saying everything Downstate, everything Cody. Cody. As much as I love to, I got to be serious. Didn't
start the podcast, Cody Downstate, Cody Downstate, Cody.
Oh, no, 100%.
Downstate Cody, Downstate Cody.
So
Kingdom.
From night two, mine was Damian Priest, and that was just more of the – because I think in the last few weeks I have been talking shit. It was just more like, man, just like I think we were talking about how he could cash in for another title. So that was pissing me off.
Talking about the United States or the Intercontinental?
Yeah, I was like, no, I don't want to see you go for a damn United States title. So really when his music had cut on, I was actually one of those people like, oh shit, he does have that. I kind of forgot. And they said it, I think the night before, they was like, people forgot Damian Priest got it. I was like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, Pat said that.
Yeah, Pat said that the night before.
Made that joke. He's like, I don't even think people know he's still got the money in the bank. I was like, dang.
So when he came out, and like, also, you got to give it to Drew for giving him that moment. Because I ain't going to say it sucked. But it's like, dang, you won the world title at WrestleMania for 5 minutes.
I told y'all. Look, y'all did not believe me. That was the one my staple match was. Yep. Mm-hmm. I said, Drew McIntyre's going to win. Mm-hmm. And then Damian Priest is going to take it.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't think of CM Punk being involved either. Like, I don't know why.
It was beautiful.
You did, though. You said in some way CM Punk's going to be involved. I remember you talking about it.
Yeah, but I don't know why.
That magnitude?
Yeah, I didn't. Woo-hoo. I don't know why I didn't think of that. I went like halfway there and then didn't follow through with it.
I love that. Just like I said, CM Punk beat him up. He blew the kiss to the girlfriend. And then the music come on. I said, oh, shit. Oh,
wow. The blown kiss and then his music. I was like, that's perfectly
fire.
And then my favorite part of that moment also was Damian Priest going up the ramp and all the Judgment Day was right there. I was like, I was telling Manny, seeing JD jump on him and then everybody was just huddled up. That was like a real family moment because he's like, they've been with each other for so long.
Yeah.
It was like, man, you happy they got to have that moment together and then see him hold the title up. I was like, that was dope. So
yeah, and then we discussed several times the ascension in the Judgment Day. Mm-hmm. And to see that? Okay.
Yep. My bad. Oh, they still getting split up in the draft.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
But
my OMG moment, see, I wanted to go there, but there was one moment that took over that at the end of the night, and it was not Cody. It was The Undertaker. I did not see The Undertaker coming out. Like, I thought it was, like, set in stone.
Stone Cold.
That Stone Cold was coming out. So, like, when I heard the bell ring, the dong, I'm like, what?
Yeah, that confused
the
me.
The Undertaker? Like, an Undertaker is, again, like, nobody better argue this, but The Undertaker's to the level, as soon as his music hit, like, iconic, bro. Like, I would argue that there's nobody above when his music hits. Like, there's no bigger response. Like, The Undertaker's is nuts.
Not at all.
Like, and it just threw me off because I was, like, legit shocked. And, like, I don't get shocked a lot. And so I was legit shocked that Undertaker came out and obviously did his thing, you know, choke slam the Rock, and then the lights go out and he disappears, which I don't know how he did that. again at this age. Like, I could imagine he gets out quickly back in the old days.
Man moves like, but a like ninja.
Yeah, like, and it was pretty quick for his age. But
I was wondering some things. I was like, no, y'all got to show me the backstage footage. Right. Like, he go back under the ring after this, because I'm like, man, listen, that match was like 5 more minutes.
I was going to say, it was a while.
I ain't going back under the ring. Look, so I'm too selfish.
Cameraman? I want to touch on this, because if you look, he's got a do-rag that's tied super tight so you can't see his hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got all dressed in all black, and he's got, like, the cameraman gloves on.
He did have the
so gloves. So was he on a cameraman?
He could have been. I might have to go back
and watch. Did they, like, sneak a cameraman in there? And
possibly.
I know his
own ass. Like the crowd. I feel like we heard the crowd, though, like, oh, shit, that's the Undertaker.
Exactly.
Some people had footage of him getting inside the ring, but they didn't have it where you see where he was coming from.
Right. Right. He could have popped out of nowhere.
That was definitely my OMG moment for night two.
All right, so I think we all probably going to be pretty hyped for this next one. And that's the greatest entrance of the both night one and two. Night one, Rhea took it right there. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, for sure.
Bro, most of us in white being on stage, I was geeked.
Oh, yeah.
I was just right there because I critique everybody who do live performances. I think that might have been the best one I've seen.
Yeah,
hands down.
Yeah, because I was like, man, don't he mess this? I was like, no.
Those are not no easy notes to hit.
No, exactly. And the double stomps?
Yeah.
Oh,
man. So, and then, like, let's even point out the fact we heard afterwards, like, yo, she was having panic attacks like two hours beforehand. Yeah. I was like, oh, you couldn't tell.
She was having panic attacks, and Becky was battling
strep throat
and, like, fever all day like that. Yep. So that was crazy.
So, actually, yeah, congrats to them, too, because they did put on a match. And yeah. I mean, yeah, we heard about the strep, though, but we did not hear about the anxiety, the panic attack.
Right.
And I'm like, bro, you couldn't tell me Rhea had a panic attack when she got out there. But then also, kind of, like, I'd be seeing little things. I'm like, so that might be a reason why she always singing her music when she go down the ring. Like,
helps her calm down.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah. Especially with that being live, I was like, oh, the butterflies had to be going halfway through.
Yeah.
And then too, to be able to go out at WrestleMania 40 and seeing your favorite band bringing you out.
Yeah.
You know, how often do these big stars get to fangirl? And you could tell on her face that she was fangirling the whole time. Oh,
for sure.
Oh, my God.
She had chills.
And people backstage, too. Yeah. People backstage were fangirling, taking a bunch of pictures with him, too. Like, oh, yeah. That was a huge deal.
Mm-hmm. That's my greatest entrance for night one.
Same.
Hands down.
Same. A close second, the big three.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta throw the big three.
That was snapping.
A close second.
When they came down.
Yeah.
I was like, fire. Okay.
Greatness right there.
But they cut Jade's music real quick to have Bianca.
They did. And Bianca got the, I mean, rightfully so. I mean, Bianca's the star, right? As of right now, anyway. Right.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Night two.
I'll go. Coming up with Triple H's skull on his face and the crown. That did it for me. But what did it for me was, it's going to be weird. It's going to be really weird because it was super nonchalant, but Jimmy Uso's way he came down to the stage, just super cool.
Yeah.
Like nothing. He just strolled down to the stage, strolled down to the ring with just his music.
I think they did that well because if you had looked at the event, a lot of people like took their time during their songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching Jimmy's and I was just like, man, like I mean, yeah, his song cool, but you don't feel like hearing that for the next 5 minutes, right. though. And it ain't no hate on his song. I think his song dope, but it was like, I ain't trying to hear that for 5 minutes.
Jimmy just, Born a King.
Yeah.
Jimmy just strolled, and I'm like, I like that. Yeah. You know, he kept it super simple. Everyone's was extravagant. Like I said, Cody coming out with the skull and the crown on.
It's fire.
Roman coming out with the whole orchestra.
That's mine. Romans.
Yeah. Romans?
Roman's entrance to me, and they like, I was blown away by how much they sounded like it.
Yo, yeah.
Like even the cadence, like in the background, like a little bit of the beat that plays. And Roman's entrance to me, again, like has reached, I mean, his theme song as well has reached, like, in my opinion, a lot of people disagree, but I think his entrance music has reached the like rock and Stone Cold.
Mm-hmm. No, 100. I felt like that when he first came out on SmackDown with that song. Like, yeah. I still can't believe what this song is 3 years old, and I'd be thinking it was came out a couple months
ago. It sounds like a bad motherfucker coming out.
Exactly,
and like that was a great performance. That was my entrance.
See, I hate that you said that, Dedrick, because I keep looking. It's like the match. I keep going against entrance. It's like Cody and then Roman, and it's a person. Yeah, it's a person. All right, so this is just me just being me. I'm going to go with Roman.
Okay.
And that's because just how the band.
Roman?
Yeah. And that's because of the band, I mean, the orchestra. Mm-hmm. You got to think about how long they were playing for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was like repeatedly over the song. And I'm just like, yo, this shit is crazy. Even when Pat McAfee was like, yo, I'm just taking this in. Yep. At one point, I was just taking it in because, pause. Got that one all quick. but it, like, just watching it, it was like, yo, this is dope. And then what if this is the last day of the title reign? Oh, man, he went out with a bang. Even when he was like looking at the camera, I was like,
oh, yeah.
This dude's a superstar for real, man. Yeah.
And if you ever notice, like, if you really listen to Roman's entrance music, he has still that little hint of the of the shield.
Yeah.
He plugs it into every rendition of his theme music. He has got something in there of the shield.
I always hear that.
So he always pays homage to where he came from. But yeah, top five entrances of all time. Roman's for sure. Up there.
All right, coolest look from night one.
Coolest look. I got to give a little bit of an edge. I mean, I go Naomi, man. I loved her outfit. I thought it was fire. It was hard for me because, like, the whole big three had, like, fire looks.
I'm about to answer mine next.
Yeah, sorry, I mean, man. Like.
Go ahead.
I just loved her look. Like, and obviously, like, she had, like, I'm trying to describe it. Like, I don't know if y'all remember exactly her attire, but she had the, like, it was like a ticker in her hair. Like, there were words.
Oh, yeah. It said,
like,
her name.
Yeah. And it was like, Naomi. Yeah. And, like, just fire outfit. It was all gold. They were all golded out. I almost want to give it all to the big three. And, like, she had that, like, they were like Mortal Kombat characters.
Yeah.
So she had the, like, Kung Lao hat.
Yep.
Like, paying homage to Mortal Kombat. That hat was hard, by the way, and it had all the, like, crystals in it. And it was, like, LED lights, kind of like their shoes that she'd be wearing. Mm-hmm. I thought she had the best look. I went Naomi.
Okay. I'm going, and this is top dog right here for this night one. The EST of WWE.
Okay.
Bianca Belair. Yeah. And I think if y'all have been watching just Love and WWE, she does her own attire.
Yeah.
And for her to do, like, I remember just looking at her attire, and I'm like, yo, she did great.
Yeah.
You think someone else did it? I'm like, yo.
She had the Cyclops, didn't she?
Yep.
Yep. She had the Cyclops glasses.
And I was just like, yo, that was, man. And I remember she was saying, like, for the last couple weeks, like, yo, I'm still working on my attire. I'm just like, yo, she about to come in with something dope.
She did the lips for her top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm looking at that right now.
She did every single thing. Like, that was crazy. I think that's another reason why she the top for me. I was like, you literally did your whole outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, man?
He going down. He going dirty down.
Right, his went hard, dog. So y'all.
No, I was like trying to debate. Are you serious? Because I'm about to cuss.
No, okay. So don't come for me, but damage control.
Okay.
Bro, the okay. Japanese roots and the Japanese.
Okay.
Feng shui, okay. And then you had the. I don't even know if I can say this. And it
don't you deal us cancel, Manny. You just got on here still, bro. We just had a good interview last week with Downstate.
We might get canceled for this.
Canceled already.
Dakota Kai's attire kind of had me on one.
I'm not saying nothing. I said my stuff off camera.
Oh, my God.
I mean, off record.
Look, but from between Io, Kyrie, and Asuka, the cherry blossoms, the umbrellas, the mask, mm-hmm. everything. It was just, it all flowed. Just like all you said, Dedrick, with the big three, how theirs was so cohesive. So was Damage Control, though. If you looked, all of their attires matched, minus, yeah.
It just didn't look right. That's all I'm saying. I'm like, I don't think, I feel like I did a little too much. That's how I looked at it. She did a little too much with her.
It's King Kota. Would you expect anything less?
I mean, sadly, WrestleMania 40, I expected
something more classy.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Like, I don't know. It just did. Let me go, man. I'm not, because we might have to see her soon. I don't want to have to explain myself, man. Like, yeah, that's why I feel like I'm going to get to this podcast. I'm going to have to explain myself to some of these wrestlers at one point. Man. I don't got time.
All three, or at least you and I.
Man, bro, I'm about to fight.
What? What if we run into Pretty Deadly?
Yeah, I'm willing to say that one. I said what I said. I stand on
like
what I said.
Bad interview.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So night two.
Ooh.
Night two was I should go. Oh, it's gonna be women again. Bailey. I don't know. Maybe I feel like I'm wrong on my prediction on what she had. I ain't really hear other people say, but I had that like Wolverine feeling, like the X-Men feeling.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Am I correct on that? That was like a dope feeling. I was like, I felt like when she was coming out, I had that feeling of Saturday mornings when you're hearing the X-Men come on. Mm-hmm. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. So that was the vibe. I liked hers.
So mine was the fact that she paid homage to her roots, mm-hmm. and her attire was contributed to the fact that the Egyptian themed park in her neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she got the whole feel for that. And the wings and being carried out by the Egyptian slaves, bro, that was legit. That was mine too. But I mean, it was amazing.
See, that's tough because like I really can't. It's tough for me to go against at any point in time Seth Rollins. Anything that man wears is gold. Like there ain't nothing. And like that blue and gold. I know he lost his title, but like. That title looked great with that outfit. The gold matched and blended in perfectly with this outfit.
The white robe.
Yeah, that was fire. I gotta go Seth Knight too.
Seth Knight too. Okay, I get you. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I did like how he paid homage to the city of Philadelphia with mm-hmm. that. Yep. I don't know if guys remember when Jason Kelce did that.
Yeah.
When they won the Super Bowl. I was like, oh, that's dope that he did his own version of it. That was a lot of people too. That's why I was like, okay, I respect that.
Yeah.
I was like, he know he losing the title right now.
Yeah, like, for I'm about sure. to
take full advantage.
And he didn't get lost in all those people either. Which, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes when they walk out with big crowds like that, they get lost in it. I mean, do you remember the Rosebuds?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I can't even remember dude's name.
Mm-hmm. Neither.
He got lost in his own crowd of people.
Oh, crap.
Adam something.
Yep. Skip him. I don't even like him anyway.
Whatever. Sorry. Obviously, he don't.
Okay, bro. Best feel-good moment.
Ooh.
Night one. I'm still going to go with Sammy. Sami Zayn was one of those feel-good moments.
Yeah. To me, that's the difference between OMG moment yes. and feel-good. Like, OMG moment was like, oh, my God, R-Truth. Finally won
right.
at WrestleMania. He finally got his moment where feel good is like, bro, Sammy coming out. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Owens is walking him out. His family. Like, oh. bro, that was huge. Like, feel good. He just finally channeled it, bro. Like, come on, man. I could beat this dude. Yep. He just channeled it. And he pins Gunther 1-2-3. And his family's right there to see it. That was my feel good.
And it was a good, clean match. That's mine, too.
Yeah.
No, they went at it. I really do. Like, I appreciate that match, man. Those two dudes have put in work. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Gunther for his streak and what he did with that opportunity. And really can't wait to see what they do with him next. So, and then just see him.
Right. Short side note. Did you know that Gunther has held a title for most of his run in WWE?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So he was the UK title for, like, 1300 days.
Yeah.
And then he was the NXT champion.
Yep.
And then he was the Intercontinental champion. This man has breaks in between girlfriends.
Must be
and
nice.
That's what the titles are.
That's what the titles are.
He only does long-term relationships with belts.
Man.
Money in the Bank's next. It's going to be him or LA Knight. I'm calling it now.
Yeah. LA Knight. But I ain't going to get to that today. All right. Night two will feel good, Monk. Why are we playing? Man, we know.
See, for me, this is Damian Priest.
For you, it is?
For me, this is where Damian Priest fits in, for feel good. Everybody was counting him out. Everybody was thinking, including me, thought he was going to fail his cash in. He wasn't going to cash in successfully, or he was going to waste it on like a mid-card belt or something. And he won the title, put on for his heritage, too. And a lot of love. I mean, you know, a lot of love for the Latin community.
Oh, yeah.
While WrestleMania.
While we were waiting for that in the next match after night two, I really replayed that moment a couple of times before the next match. I was just like, yo, like, this is such a dope moment. Like I said, the part for me was when he got out to the rim and just embraced everybody with a hug, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damian Priest. A close second. Logan Paul. Just saying.
That snake, bro. Logan, get out of here.
Logan Paul retaining the title.
Oh, my God. All right.
Yes, sir.
ISO Speed getting bodies straight RKO.
Yes, bro. It's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he booted
and,
him.
Hey, he got a space truck out of that, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Man got a whole space truck out
of that. I showed my son. I was like, bro, I show speed on there. You know, the younger generation, that's their people. I was like, look, I show speed on there. He was like, nuh-uh. He comes down and sees him, like, in the, like, I'm sure that's why WWE did that. They're trying to at least appease to the younger crowd a little bit.
Why does dude bark?
Oh, what you talking about?
I show speed. Why does he bark? Why was he barking?
I don't. He does that in all of his videos. It's stupid, really.
That moment right there. The whole, hey, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
Oh, between Jay and Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to get to that. I think we're going to have a discussion about that sooner or later. Because that wasn't one of my favorite matches.
It was not, no. Right. I would argue that was one of the worst matches of the weekend.
Yeah. So my feel-good moment, it wasn't the match. It wasn't the fact that Cody won. It was the fact that they gave him that time after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the people.
Everybody that, coming out.
It was the people who were in the ring. And so when they did the wide pan when he first won, you see someone run into the ring and slide in. Mm-hmm. That was Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
I was like, who is that? Someone about to attack him? And then I realized it was Sami Zayn.
Kevin Owens, too.
You had Kevin Owens. You had Sami Zayn. You had Jey Uso. You had LA Knight out there.
Mm-hmm. Randy Orton.
And Randy Orton. But people don't understand that the fact that. Or the connection that Cody Rhodes and Elijah Drake had, Eli Drake, in Ring of Honor and in TNA, bro, they put on some matches.
Bangers.
And then for all of them to be out there, and then what got me was John Huber's son was there.
Yeah.
-1.
That's the second year in a row he done that for him, so definitely love that he keeps on doing that.
That was my feel-good moment because, you know, he got to hand his mom the title and – The look of adulation on Brandy's face, it was definitely that at that moment mm-hmm. when I started to tear up when I became not blue collar.
This guy, no, mine was pretty much Cody. And like I said at the beginning of the podcast, that was just more of an emotional moment watching the journey of just Cody Rhodes, but even my friends, I definitely enjoyed it, man. I might as well just skip on to it. I mean, MVP of WrestleMania, that was my MVP, and that's what I was hoping. I mean, that's what I
– Yeah, good segue. Good segue. Yep.
Yeah, that's really what I wanted this whole time, just Cody Rhodes to win it. It was like, damn, you finally giving that tell-all story where he's like, yo, I didn't give up on who the hell I am. I know I better. I just have to show you, and I got to leave.
he had to do it his own way. He had to close that door. Himself, he had to close the door on himself.
Even with the hug with him, and I don't even know. Everybody been calling him Paul this week. I be wanting to call him Triple H, man. Yeah,
I know it still throws me off. Paul, Triple H, Levesque.
I'm like Levesque. Wait, yeah. I thought it was Hunter. Yeah, yeah. Fooled me on this whole damn messed up my childhood again.
I swear, it's like finding out Kane and Undertaker.
That still makes me. I'm not like, oh, so y'all not brothers? So, y'all,
swear.
Okay,
one's from Texas and one's a mayor.
Yeah, Tennessee is that.
So I think Manny and I are going to be different. Do you got Cody, or are you sticking with? Didn't you say Jay to begin with?
Yeah, Jay was my MVP of both nights.
Okay,
because like I said, he come out there. We knew at some point we were going to get Solo. We knew at some point we were going to get Jimmy.
Yep.
But to put that man off of the stage,
bruh, speared him. Had to get his ribs taped up on Monday Night Raw. Yeah.
He was all taped up, but
that looked fun. I ain't gonna lie,
man.
I'm not even gonna lie. I'd love to have that spot. Like,
yeah, being a diehard wrestler, I am. I know what it's like to spear someone off a trampoline, but to fall like 10 feet off of the ramp, hard pass.
Ah, dude, that'd be fun.
I took that risk. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Yep. Maybe about 10 years ago.
But close.
No, now.
My close second
if Mae Young get her old ass out there, get
power bomb.
Yeah, I might as well. I know I can handle.
Right.
At least handle my own.
Yeah, my close second MVP though is Roman Reigns.
Man brought up Mae Young. I'm sorry, I lost you. Shit. You said Mae Young bring her old ass out.
Yeah, like let's not forget about her. Broke her damn neck for real. Old ass.
She get ripped out of her.
This bitch is out here with all time. Oh, let me stop, man. I'm about to get this canceled.
Look, why you gotta open up old memories?
I gotta stop, man. Rest in peace, man.
Mae Young and Linda McMahon, bro.
Oh, jeez, man. Rapper Linda was out there, too. And I had jokes about that, too. I was like, I'm going to shut up, man. I got to wait till we get a Patreon.
Too out of that wheelchair. Hey,
boy,
that
I'm crying now, though. I didn't cry when Cody came out, but I'm crying now, bro. That's hilarious, cuz. Yeah, I don't know why that was so funny.
I'm definitely getting canceled. I'm getting canceled.
I'm leaving all this shit in, too.
Leave it in.
Oh, man.
I had to do this. And a lot of people are going to be like, shut up. Like, what are you talking about? I went The Rock, bro. And that night one match, he carried it.
He did.
He carried that
match. He got exhausted at one point, though.
He did, but like, bro, dude is 50, bro.
Yeah.
Like, and carried a match in the main event of WrestleMania.
I say
And this. Not only that, bro, again on night two when he came out, again, carried that segment. Like, all the other stuff was cool, like, you know, Jay Spear and Jimmy Allen, right. Yada, yada, yada. John Cena, predictable, comes out and, you know, the FU, whatever the fuck he calls it, attitude adjustment, whatever he calls it.
We can't call it the FU anymore.
Yeah, that's right. PG era. Yeah,
I guess.
Not anymore.
Well, actually, but like, we might be able to now.
The Rock coming out and it's just like, look, all right, this shit is over. Like, get all this bullshit, like, you know, coming out, cussing everybody out.
Right.
Cussing the rep. Like, not only did... And to me, it was just deeper, like, because The Rock, to me, carried not only the whole feud in general, like, the whole way. Like, The Rock literally carried Cody and Roman's feud this whole time. And then he carried again, night one WrestleMania, and I think him coming in on night two, right before The Undertaker comes out, I mean, that was pretty much the beginning of the end, and right
why,
there.
Why did he look like the dad coming into the room trying to settle his kids down?
He came in like, all right, taking my belt off.
Right. I'm getting tired. Like, bro, take off his vest, bro.
First. Hold on. And then when the bell rung,
yeah,
he was still talking shit. He was trash. Like, oh, I know this motherfucker. Ain't about to come out here and even try. And then he was like, wait, he ain't out here. Oh, man.
Yeah.
He did that like he knew where he was, and he was like, shit.
The Rock carried it. And, I mean, a lot of it admittedly was from night one. Like, I really did not have high expectations for that match. I really did not. But the expectations were tripled, at least.
When they made Rhea and Becky go first, I was like, oh, y'all better put on a damn show.
Yeah.
Or I'm about to be pissed if this.
I swear.
There were some spots in that match, too. The electric chair over to the top rope, and then they landed it.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Man.
That was really impressive.
So my MVP was The Rock.
All right, man. I mean, be honest with y'all.
So we didn't have this on there, but I want to ask, what are some of your favorite highlights? Like
I thought you were going to go matches.
No, like the electric. Nah, it's on there, but I mean, we kind of already talked about it, and we know who's.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah, matches, I would just pick the main events.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to do that, but, like, to me, they were
that
the two.
That one's a toss-up between Rhea and the main event because I like that match a lot.
Yeah.
But it's definitely the main event.
Especially knowing the story.
But, like, some of the highlights. Like, what are some of your guys' highlights? Like, mine's the electric chair. Mine's the double electric chair off the top rope with Andrade and Ray. JD doing the front flip off the ladder. I mean, there was a lot of highlights. That, ISO Speed getting RKO'd.
JD off the top of the ladder. I was like, oh, bro, you lent. It was something about it. It was like, yo, that took some balls.
And he broke both tables. How often do we see someone that set up two tables for someone to go through and they miss one? Mm-hmm. Or they hit one and one doesn't break? RIP Charlotte Flair.
Yeah, for sure, facts. I'm not going to start on there. I said I was going to shut up.
There were some really good highlights.
I say this match doesn't get enough credit right now, and I think we should expect this though. It's Bayley and Io.
Yep.
They have some good spots in that match, and I feel like they didn't get the credit. I feel like
everybody's talking Rhea Becky, and a little bit it's like again, like the whole build up to WrestleMania too.
Yeah.
Bayley was getting left in the dust, like she wasn't even on the flyer for the longest,
right?
And like now, you know, everybody's talking about Becky Rhea.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that.
So all the matches got talked about, even Jay and Jimmy being the worst match. Anyone want to talk about LA Knight and AJ Styles?
Wow.
It was a good match. It's just, like, again.
It was there.
It was, yeah. Like, and admittedly, it was a good match. Like, yeah. I'm not going to sit here and say it wasn't a good match. But the match that I was going to bring up that I knew none of y'all was going to bring up that actually shocked me a little bit. The Pride, Final Testament.
Yes, that was a good match.
That was a good match. Like, I was like, all right, maybe there is a little, and a lot of it was Street Profits. Right. Let's be honest here. No, they carried the match.
Montez carried the match.
I can actually say that with confidence right now. Montez. Again,
goes back to the highlights. This man jumped from the ring over the corner.
Yeah, he's only done that a couple times, and I'm like, man,
that's a scary maneuver. Like, when they say high risk, high reward, that is probably one of the highest risks you can take. Because you miss time that, you're going to mess up real bad.
Mm-hmm. But the reason I brought that up for moments was because Snoop Dogg. I love Snoop Dogg introducing it. But did y'all, I don't know if y'all seen, like, bro, low key, I don't, like, a lot of people just say good placement, but some of the, like, sponsors for the matches were, like, super racist. Did y'all notice that? Like, what in the hell?
The Wingstop.
Like, Wingstop, for real? That's how y'all feel? Gin and juice?
Yeah, that for real? All right, I got a
LWO.
Yeah, I was going to say the Minute Maid.
Yeah, the Minute Maid diet. Bro, get out of here.
Like, all right, y'all. I see how y'all feel.
Ray's still undefeated on product sponsored matches. Just throwing that out there. Still
so this is where I got annoyed. I got annoyed with when you guys mentioned L.A. Knight and AJ. I got pissed off when L.A. Knight got to the ring and did a sponsorship.
Yeah.
Slim Jim.
Yeah. What the fuck? I was so, what this had to do with anything? And you giving this old ass woman that fast car? I was like, bro, that don't even make no sense. Right. She didn't win. No, y'all got to redraw this
one.
Yeah,
y'all got to redo.
GTR,
yeah, she don't need this. Like this was the, oh my.
Did somebody say something like, she don't need to be driving? I feel like somebody said that.
One announcer definitely said. I think
somebody says, she don't need to be driving.
I think it might have been, Pat. Pat is saying what we all was thinking.
Pat is unfiltered. Pat is what they need at the commentary table. Honestly. Absolutely. We're all getting distracted too, because we're over here watching, again, the Pride just destroying people.
Now
B-Fab just like pump kicked old Electra Lopez. I almost said Carmen Electra. Bro, B-Fab is underrated. I know she had nothing to do with WrestleMania, but underrated. Well, see,
they did have that moment. They had that little table break during the match. I was like, okay.
That was hilarious.
It was random.
Like, let's do it again.
How about when they tried to put Karrion through the table and the table was already broke?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
I was disappointed.
And then Tez goes, let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, I respected how they kept the crowd up. They didn't, like, you know, in those moments, you'd be like, oh, dang, I hurry up, get the table, and you're struggling. I was like, no, they just went with it. Like, hell, we already broke the table. Like, let's get it over with.
What y'all think of the random Bubba Ray Dudley being special?
That was great.
I liked it. I thought it was stupid random.
I didn't like it.
I thought it was. It's like one of those movies that are so stupid it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, especially when Karrion shoved him, this man goes, hold on, let me get my glasses. You got to put some no lens glasses on to see this dude push.
So that's what pissed me off. I was like,
I can tell Drew did not like that at all. Like, look at him.
It's like, who told you were Batman, Bubba? You never did that. You never did that in tag team life. We never seen Bubba put the glasses on and transform into Bubba Dudley. No, you've been Bubba from the start of the match to the end.
Yeah.
And then shut up, man. I'm not. My computer dying anyway. Ain't about to look at the LWO. Oh my gosh. And Carlito.
LWO and Carlito.
Oh my God. I think I get mad every week, just like, y'all, like, why you ain't wearing no LWO shirt now?
Yeah, the turn is coming.
But whatever, man.
And the non Latino.
Man.
I mean, to kind of give some credit, Drew, I think I got to commend both of y'all on a couple of things. So Drew nailed it with the picks.
Yeah.
Like, what did you miss?
I don't think he missed any.
I don't think he did either.
Because he picked Sammy. He picked Cody.
I think it was the Intercontinental match. I think I gave that one to Randy.
Yeah, we both gave it to Randy.
Yeah, yep. That's right.
Yeah, that was more.
Both of y'all picked Randy.
And the crazy part is, I wasn't mad.
Popcorn eater.
I wasn't mad about that afterwards where Logan won. I was like, makes sense. Cool. Yeah. I was like, even when you look back on who all won or who kept their titles, it was like, okay, that made sense. Only two people kept their titles, but it was like, all right, I like that build up for them.
Did you actually call Grayson and Theory too?
No, I was the only one
that picked them.
I guarantee, I definitely didn't vote on that because I don't like them. So,
Oh, you don't like them either?
I don't like them as a tag team. They fit as a tag team. I'm just not for them.
Yeah, I like them. I just wanted to commend Drew on that because from what I remember, I think that was the only one he missed was Randy.
Yeah.
And I think that's it.
He picked Bailey.
He picked Rhea.
Well, everyone picks Rhea. Yeah, Mommy's always on top.
Always. And he missed the tag match, I think. No, he picked Awesome Truth.
Yeah, I picked Awesome Truth.
We'll count that as a win.
Because that's a win because nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, I told y'all, though. I knew they're going to split it up because Michael Cole.
Did you pick the Profits, too?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He's never going to.
Did you pick?
He's not going to go against Montez.
Yeah. Did you pick LWO?
I did.
Yeah. You did? I picked Legado.
Yeah, I did, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because I didn't see Lane Johnson and Jason Kelsey coming into that match.
Shout out to Drew on the picks. And then shout out to Manny for saying before WrestleMania that Jey Uso was going to be a big winner. Now, he won the match, obviously, as we all thought.
Yep.
Except me. But not only that, now number one contender for Damian Priest title. Won the number one contenders match on Raw.
Biggest winner.
So, biggest winner, Jey Uso. Yep. I'm with it. So, a quick shout out to y'all on that. Got to give credit where credit is due.
Nah, man, appreciate it.
Yep, appreciate you.
So, this is pretty much the end of the podcast. Definitely appreciate everybody listening. I didn't even get to check our views, but I know we didn't have some views from last week's episode, so definitely appreciate everybody listening to that. Appreciate Downstate. Just appreciate everybody. I mean, this was a long weekend, and I enjoyed every moment of it. I mean, I think we probably didn't thought about every match every day or then watch something from the entrances to the big moments.
And we're taking a couple week break, right? Probably until maybe the draft.
Yep.
In a couple weeks, kind of recap that.
That's a topic on its own that I think is they just need to scrap that, stop drafting because you're just going to keep having overflows.
And let's see how it goes. Like I think this past year was a little bit rocky with everything going on. Yeah. Now looking on, Triple H. I was like maybe they can really settle in on actually doing a draft a little bit differently.
Yeah. So you're saying it was the old regime that kept blending lines?
I think just so much was going on, and especially with, I hate to break them up, like with Vince's situation.
Yeah.
I think, like you said, it was kind of just hard. Like you, at one point when you look back on it, it's like, y'all just had to do whatever y'all could just to keep people's eyes. So I commend them on that. I forgot what else I was going to say. Y'all pretty much going to see us back in a couple weeks. Also, I'm going to say this is our new home. I mean, it's been my home. We are now recording the Kaida Lounge. So if anybody.
The Kaida Lounge.
Shout out to the Kaida Lounge.
Accommodating us.
I talk shit about the other one or I shut up about the old spot.
I don't give a damn.
I don't give a shit, man,
I can't stand that old spot, man. I couldn't stand that old ass dude, man.
Walking in and treating Drew like he was a ghost.
Bro, man, Dedrick is royalty, man. I guarantee Buddy ain't listen to our podcast. This is gonna be the first one.
Oh, yeah, I heard what y'all had to say.
He finna email me that. Hey, Lamont Fuller, hey,
we gonna get a bunch of random late fees on our library account.
Yeah, like what?
Like I didn't even check that out.
I don't have a library card, so my kids are gonna get hit.
I ain't check out Hocus Pocus.
Drew said I got that on VHS and DVD.
But man, definitely appreciate everybody listening in. Like I said, we don't take our couple breaks. I mean, I don't see it being too long, but definitely tune in with us. And then, get started. I know the big goal is to have video and whatnot.
It'll be a fun pod too, because like we'll have the draft, the Fort Wayne show will be in the books too.
RIP.
So we'll have a lot to recap. So
RIP my seats. Hey, if anyone's looking for tickets.
Oh, we got some stuff covered. So I'm not even about to say no more. We got some stuff coming, man.
It's gonna be. Hey, Happy New Year, guys. We made it through New Year's Eve.
It's the WrestleHolics after SmackDown, Raw, Mania, and all this other stuff.
Right.
So man, definitely appreciate y'all listening to the WrestleHolics podcast. And I'm Drew
DC Hendrix,
Manny T,
and we'll get back with y'all.